Just a second, Tina. Test. Test. Just a little. Test. Test. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tina.
This church, we're glad to have you with us this first Sunday of being in the sanctuary since mid-March. Okay, for prayer concerns and thanksgivings, continued prayers for Donna Hessen, Wanda Cook's sister-in-law. She had a massive stroke last week. Not Wanda, the sister-in-law. Okay, our announcements. You'll see on the back of the bulletin, they're having another movie night on Friday, September 11th at about 8:30. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy the show. The first one they had a couple weeks ago, seemed to go quite well, and they're going to continue that ministry, not only to people in our congregation, but also to the community. Our annual charge conference will be held Monday, September 1st at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom for church leaders only due to the COVID-19 precautions. The charge conference report booklets will be available in the church following the meeting, church office following the meeting. Okay, on Saturday, September 12th. Okay, a suicide awareness and remembrance ceremony will be held in our parking lot from 10 until noon. T-shirts are available and must be ordered in advance. Full details and order information available on the church bulletin board or by calling, and you'll see the number there, CMH number. Heritage United Methodist Church is having their annual pig roast in Snover on Saturday, September 19th from 4 until 6:30. Cost is $10, and it's going to be curbside service only. And then, did you want me to read this full one?
Yes.
Okay, this comes to us from the Sandusky Full Gospel Church. Greetings in the name of our Lord. We come to you today with this personal invitation to all whom this message applies. The return, as per Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, is very pertinent to this time that we have come to. Sandusky Full Gospel Church has declared September 26, 2020, from 4 till 6 p.m., as a specific time and date to join locally and partner with all Christians all over the land in repentance and prayerful intercession for our nation and the world, multitude in the world. Multitudes of believers will be meeting in Washington, D.C., and will be broadcasting the services from there via internet. And like us, in localities around the country, we can reunite in like faith for God to move in restoration to biblical holiness and to save the lost. 2 Chronicles 7, chapter 7, verse 14 is the theme of this movement. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Pastor Brock and the Sandusky Full Gospel Church invite and urge you to join us at this time and date in unity and one accord for the needs of all humanity. Refreshments available after the service.
Okay. I have birthdays and anniversaries. So birthdays this coming week, John Prowser, Claire Thorno, she is going to be 1 year. Woo! Sierra Johnson Dankenbring, did I pronounce that right, Karen? Dankenbring. Oh, good. She got married, so. Cherie Patterson. And for anniversaries, on September 9th, Richard has enjoyed 14 years blissfully with Dee Stone. Dee wrote that, not me. And then Jeff and Beth Mavis will be 32 years. Ken and Carol Dorman, 56 years. So let's do happy birthday and then we'll do happy anniversary. And many more, many, many more. So, as we begin our service, we're going to ask that you prepare your hearts for worship as the usher brings in the light of Christ.
Our opening praise song is number 2270, I Will Enter His Gates. We invite you to hum along. Do you want them to stand in?
Yes.
Okay, will you stand at this time?
If you are wanting to.
Yes. Yeah, if you stand if you're able.
thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Our call to worship. God answers the prayers we cannot utter.
God understands the thoughts for which there is no language.
God receives the praise we cannot articulate.
God meets the needs for which there is no name.
Come, let us worship Almighty God.
Let us pray. Heavenly, loving God, as we gather together for worship, whether we're in our homes or in our cars, in a lawn chair or in the building, we know your presence is with us. We pray, Lord, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we will feel your presence, that we will know you are with us, and that we can be filled with power to be able to do your ministries and give you all glory and honor. And so as we gather, we praise your name, and we thank you for this opportunity to worship you. In the name of the risen Christ, amen.
Opening hymn, They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love.
By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our
children to come up front with me here, that are here. You come up to the building. While those that are listening on the radio, we ask that you have your kids ready to hear our story this morning that I am going to read. So as the kids are coming, it's good to see you all. How are you this morning?
Good.
A little cooler out this morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. All right, Bo's still coming. But I'm going to read a couple scriptures to you this morning, and then I'm going to tell you a story. If a fellow believer hurts you, go and tell him. Work it out between the two of you. If he listens, you've made a friend. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. So I want you to hear this story. Once upon a time, there were two brothers. Their father had a large farm. And when he became too old to work, he called his sons to him. I'm too old to work anymore. I will divide my farm in half and give each of you one half. I know that you will always work together and will be good friends. So when the brothers first started farming on their adjoining farms, they were best of friends, and they would share everything together. Then one day, there was an argument between the two brothers, and they stopped speaking to one another. For many years, not a word was spoken between them. One day, one of the brothers was at his house when a carpenter came to do his door and said, I would like to do some work. Do you have any work that I can do? And the brother thought for a moment and then replied, I would like for you to build a fence on my property. Build it down near the stream that separates my farm from my brother's farm. I don't want to see my brother anymore, and I would like you to build a high fence there, please. I'm going in town, and I'll be back this evening. When he came back that evening, he was shocked to see that the carpenter had not followed his instructions. Instead of building a high fence, he built a bridge over the stream. The man walked down to take a look at the bridge, and as he did, his brothers walked toward him from the other side. And he said, after all the terrible things I've done to you over the years, I can't believe that you would build a bridge and welcome me back. And he reached out to his brother and gave him a big hug. brother then walked back up to his farmhouse to the carpenter. "Can you stay?" he asked. "I have more work for you to do." And the carpenter answered, "I'm sorry, but I can't stay. I have to go, for I have many bridges to build." Sometimes you and I can have a disagreement with our brothers and sisters in Christ. When that happens, we often build a fence between ourselves and them. Have you ever done that? You got mad at somebody and, like, "I'm not speaking to you anymore"? You build a fence? Well, they stopped talking, and they didn't want to be around each other. But that isn't what Jesus wants us to do. Instead of building bridges, what do you think he wants us to do? What do you think, boys and girls? Be nice to each other. Anything else? What does brother do to the other brother when he came?
Hugged him.
He wants to build bridges, meaning he wants to be able to welcome each other even when we get angry, especially when we get angry. So today we're going to talk about love and loving our neighbors. And we're going to talk about how we need to do this before Jesus Christ returns. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Father, we know it's your desire for us to live together in peace and harmony. Help us to love one another. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. So can you do that this week? If you fight, make sure you make up and try not to fight. Right? Sounds good. Thanks for coming. It's good to see all of you. Can you tell me bye? I'll see you later.
Our Old Testament reading this Sunday is Psalm 149. I'm reading from the NIV version. And I think with the beginning of the school year, this is a wonderful psalm for us to think about coming into September. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in his honor and sing for joy in their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword be in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nation and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of irons, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord. May God add his blessings upon the reading of this word.
What a blessing it is to have a liturgist and have some of you back in. We welcome you this morning. It's time for us to go to our Lord in prayer. Remember those that we have listed before. We're praying as the schools go back in session, and we pray for the staff, the parents, the students. As they enter into another year of learning, let us pray. Almighty God, you've heard those that we've named and those that are unnamed in our heart. We pray for healing, for wisdom and discernment, for safe travels, for surgeries that are coming up, that the doctors know what needs to be done and how to do it. We pray for peace. We pray, Lord, for those California fires that are burning homes and lives are being taken. We pray that you will be peace and comfort to those who have lost loved ones. And give hope for those who have lost their home, that they may find shelter and food and clothing for all their needs. We ask, Lord, that you take care of them as you take care of all of us. As our students go back to school, whether they're in college or whether they're in high school, middle school, elementary, whether in their homes or in a building, we ask, Lord, that they not get frustrated. We pray that they can be faithful and committed. We pray for internet service, that it holds up. That the COVID doesn't take them down again in a week or two. That the staff has learned how to handle virtual and in-person. And Lord, we pray for parents that have no choice but to put their child back in school because they're working. These are difficult days, and decisions are difficult to make. We pray, Lord, that we can make the right decision, that we will not judge one another, that we can love one another, that we can believe and trust in you, that we can continue to be the body of Christ to the world, to our community, to our church. And as we do, Lord, we ask and we pray that we do it the right way. Your will, not ours. We thank you for this opportunity that we can praise you no matter where we are. We pray, Lord, for safe travels, for all the things that we need, and that you continue to put that hedge of protection around us. But most of all, Lord, we're thankful that we have Jesus Christ in our life, that he died on the cross for us and our sins, and that he's with us daily, every moment, every day. So help us to listen, to be guided, and to trust. To believe that he will not lead us into temptation, but will deliver us. As we pray this together in the name that Christ taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We're reading out of New Testament this week, in the book of Romans, chapter 13. Verses 8 to 14. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others
has fulfilled the law. The commandments say, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And whatever other command there may be are all summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Paul is writing to the Romans, and he's finishing, or continuing, I should say, what he wrote that we have preached over the last few weeks. That we should know how to be a Christian and live a Christian life. And last week he talked about loving others. And he brings that back again this week. You remember, there was a first commandment that God gave to us. It is to love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second one is this, to love your neighbors as yourself. So Paul puts that in here, along with some of the Ten Commandments. He doesn't list all of the Ten Commandments, but he does say, and whatever other commands there are, they're all summed up in the commandments of love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Love. So who's our neighbor? Some may ask. In fact, the disciples asked that. The Pharisees asked that. Your scriptures will say that in different places. Who is our neighbor? Well, is it just the house that's right next to you or behind you or in front of you? Absolutely not. Our neighbor is the world. Our neighbor is the people in our community, in our church, in the state of Michigan, in the United States, but it's also the people of Haiti, Costa Rica, England, all around the world. Are our neighbors. We are to love our neighbors. But did you hear the rest of that? As ourselves. We need to also love ourselves in order to be able to love others. And I find this interesting that this comes in the week when we are going to have on Saturday awareness of suicide prevention in memory of. Because some of those people, young and older, did not love themselves and they took their life because they didn't have hope. Paul wants to assure us that we have hope, that God loves us. In fact, God says to us, I love you so much. I gave you my son to die on the cross, that you could be free, that you would have the forgiveness of sins, but you would have hope and eternal life, salvation. I've given you a gift. I want you to now make sure you use that gift to others, to love them as I love you. Now, I know when I preach, a lot of time I'm preaching for myself as much as not more than I'm preaching for you, those sitting here, those in the parking lot, those on the radio. And as I went through this sermon this week, I know that I have found myself getting more and more frustrated during this COVID period. Anybody else with me? Yeah. And as I've gotten frustrated with this, I'm looking at this passage and I'm like, ouch, Lord, that hurt. You understand that? See that? Ooh. Lord, you really want me to preach on this? But see, when we want to be Christians and Christ-like, we have to put aside all those anger feelings and all those frustration feelings and hate and evil and bad. And we need to do good. Most importantly, what do we need to do? Love others as ourselves. So as I worked through this week, I also thought about those that are the president and the running mate, and I get frustrated because I just want to turn it off and go, can't you be nice to each other? What are your views? I want to hear that. I don't want to hear the degrading of another person. And then I thought, oh, how many times have I done that, Lord? Really? I got to preach this? See, none of us humans, whether they're president, whether we're a pastor, whether we're just human beings, because all human beings, all of God's creatures, are sinful creatures. From the time that Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, we have a fallenness, a brokenness in our nature. But God has also given us free will to be able to love and to be able to do what is good. And I like this line that he put in here that Paul wrote, let us behave decently. Have I done that perfectly? Absolutely not. Have you done that perfectly? Absolutely not. Because we're human. The leaders need to try to show us the way, but we also need to turn to Christ to say, help us. You know, Lord, I fail at this. Help me out. That I can live decently, that I can behave decently, that I can clothe myself with Jesus Christ. And that's why I named the message as the last verse. Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. And do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. We're to avoid sin. We're not to be judgmental. We're not to be degrading. We're not to be hurtful. With God, all things are possible. We can do that. But we have to seek God and know God and believe in God. And we have to trust God. Sometimes I think, okay, God, I haven't really trusted you through this season of COVID. But I've also tried to do the best for your people. Whether that was staying out or staying in, I tried to do the best. And I tried to follow an order of the bishop and the governor. To be true to myself, but to be true to you. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the fulfillment of the law. If we don't love, we are not following the commands that Jesus Christ has given to us. So do we love when we're angry? Do we love when we're frustrated? Do we love when we hate? Do we love when we, you put the answer there. Then Paul wrote a second section here. It all talks about love, and he's been doing that through all of chapter 12 and 13 and many other places in the Bible. And then he turns to salvation. The day is near. Understand the present time. Now, this was written 2,000 years ago plus. And Paul wrote as if he knew that Jesus Christ was going to come now. Are you ready? And he says, wake up from your slumber. Salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Now, that's an absolute truth statement. Every day, we get closer to that end time. And during this time, I've wondered, with all the COVID, with the fires, with the floods, with all the murders, with all the killings, discriminations, injustice. I'm thinking, are we close, Lord? But so did Paul 2,000 years. We may go another 2,000 years. We do not know. No one knows the time except God of when Christ will return. But the point he wants us to make is, are we ready? Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe. The night is nearly over. And here in commentaries, when they talk about the night, they talk about the evil, the darkness. But the day is almost here when we have the armor of light, the armor, the light of Jesus Christ, the hope. So let us clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. On the commentary in my Bible, it says, how do we clothe ourselves with Jesus Christ? And the first thing it says is be baptized. That we are part of the body of Christ. That we are God's child. The second is to exemplify the qualities that Jesus showed when he was on earth. And they list just a few. Love, humility, truth, and service. What was that first one? Love. That's a theme. Love. Are we living in a way that truly pleases God and gives him all glory and honor? Are we behaving decently? Are we using the kindness of Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all those. I thought about what we hear on the TV way too often. Black Lives Matter. And they do. I'm not shortcutting that at all. They do. But so does all lives matter. Whether you're red, yellow, black, and white, we used to sing that song. We are precious in his sight. God loves each one of us. My problem is I'm judgmental. I didn't think I was so judgmental until this season of COVID. Anybody else join me? Ooh. I'm like, ouch, I got to preach this, Lord? You really want me to say that? Yep. God and I have had a really good talk this week. Because you want to go, what's wrong with them? in my human nature? Why can't they? Right? You there? Ooh, ouch, Lord. That hurt. That's me. But I'm tired of people, no matter what color their skin is, no matter what their sexuality is, that we judge them. And I'm pointing one finger to you and three back to me. Why do we do that? Why do we hate that somebody's different than us? Some are tall, some are short, some are thin, some aren't. Some have blue eyes, some have brown. Does that matter? We're all God's child. And the most important thing we can do, and I wish I could say this to the president's face, is to love one another. And it doesn't matter who's running for what. Whether it's the governor, whether it's, it doesn't matter. We all need to behave decently. Right? Again, I'm kind of preaching to the choir here. But I am also preaching to those that are on the radio, and I hope it touches someone. Because it's hit me in the face this week. Not as loving and kind as I want to be. I try. I think I am. And then boom. And I go back to what Paul was saying in the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. Okay, most of us here, that's okay, right? No problem. You shall not murder. Has anybody here murdered anyone? We wouldn't be here if you did. But guess what? We murder people every day with gossip because we hurt them. We murder and hurt people every day when we're judgmental towards them. We murder and hurt people every time we are judging them and saying they are different than me. But there are a lot of people out there that are committing murder. They feel so filled with hate and anger, they don't know what else to do. That's why the second portion of this scripture is so important. We need to share the good news. The time is now. The time is near. We don't know when Jesus Christ is coming back. We need to let others know. This isn't how you are to behave. You need Jesus Christ in your life. You need to live a life that's decent. As Jesus was when he was here on this earth. My question to you is, can we change our behavior? Can we love one another as Jesus loved us? It's different than just loving you. I love all of you. Do I love you with the heart of Jesus? Do you love me with the heart of Jesus? Do you love your neighbor? Red, yellow, black, and white. As Jesus loves them. Let's pray. Ouch, Lord. I need to clothe myself every day with Jesus, and sometimes I don't do that. God, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive us. And we thank you for that. As we celebrate Holy Communion in just a moment. But Lord, we need your help. We need your mercy. We need your grace. That every day we can wake up and say, here I am, Lord. Fill me with your Spirit that I can live decently. That I can live as Christ lived. Be holy and pleasing to you. In the name of the risen Christ, amen. So I don't have a communion cup. I forgot. And you don't either. Okay. We need two up here. But it was on the night that Jesus Christ had Passover. A normal meal where they would believe. Thank you. Where they remembered to follow their Lord Jesus Christ or follow God in Passover. And so I just want to read a couple words from our hymnal. You don't have them. They're not there. Just hear these words. Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God? Walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. Make your humble confession to Almighty God. And I'm going to read the confession and then I want you to say amen at the end. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people. We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings, and in remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgave us all that is past, and grant that we may hereafter serve and please in the newness of life, to honor and glory the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Know that your sins are forgiven, and move on in your new life of being clothed with Jesus Christ. For it was with Jesus on the night that he was to be betrayed that he took the bread. And you take that thin layer off of your cup. It's a wafer for us today. And I hope that those that are at home have a cookie or a cracker or a piece of bread or whatever they may have. And remember what Christ has done for him, us, that this is his body. Take and eat. And after the supper was over, Jesus Christ took the cup and he blessed it and he gave thanks and he said, this is the blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of many, for all. And every time you partake of it, remember me. Drink and remember. Let us pray. Pour out on us your power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, on these gifts of juice and wafer, bread and cookie, whatever it may be, that reminds us that we are God's children and that God has given his life through his Son, Jesus Christ, to offer our salvation. And make this communion, this bread and this cup, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we have partaken, we remember Christ died for us because he loves us. And we give you thanks, Lord. And thank you for your grace and mercy. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, just note that you've got that cup. We have a basket at the very back that you need to put that into. So when you leave, carry it out. This is going to be the tradition for a little while. Don't leave it in the pew because Russ doesn't want to have to pick it up as he cleans. Please take it to the basket. And we're going to have our offering. If you have not given your offering, because this is a little different too, We're going to set the offering plate on the rails so that you don't have to come up the step if you forgot. And you can give it to God here. And as we do that, then we will sing the doxology. So as the plate comes forward, Tina's going to play. Thank you for bringing that in. Almost forgot to go back out. We're in a different world, aren't we? God, we ask that you bless these gifts. That these gifts can be used to help us be your people. To share the good news with others. To love our neighbors as ourselves. And to give you all honor and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's sing our closing song. Hum, hum.
Together with God.
I pray that we will have God bind us together. We can love one another as Jesus loved us, and that we can behave decently. Before we go, I have t-shirts that are Sandusky t-shirt. If you have not got your t-shirt yet, we have a full bag. If you want a t-shirt and haven't ordered, I have a full bag. If you haven't paid for your t-shirt, will you please pay for your t-shirt? Just come see me. We'll make sure you get your shirt. May you go now with God's love and spread that joy of love with everyone you meet. Go now faithfully in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.